Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, March 17th, 2023. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll talk about St. Patrick coming up in a few minutes. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Kamala Harris struggles to explain what she does all day. A supermarket in New York City uses facial recognition to crack down on crime. A majority of voters view both parties unfavorably. And a new study reveals how badly Americans are addicted to our smartphones. Also coming up, the message of the day about concentric circles of responsibility. But first, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with comedian Stephen Colbert this week, where she struggled to explain her job, what her roles and responsibilities are. The VP said, quote, "Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who is the president of the United States and was vice president." Thank you, Kamala. Harris was named the border czar by Joe Biden in March 2021. And of course, since then, illegal crossings have reached a record high. A Fairway supermarket in Upper Manhattan is turning to facial recognition software to stop criminals. The grocery store is collecting customers' eye scans, images, and voices with video cameras. Anyone caught stealing is immediately reported to the police and entered into a database. Retail theft in New York City is up 200% in some neighborhoods compared to 2019. Violent crime, of course, up 50%, and they're all related. It's all the broken windows approach to crime. This facial recognition software, it's a thing now. Madison Square Garden denied entrance of someone who worked at a law firm who was suing the owners of Madison Square Garden. She wasn't on the case. She just worked at the same law firm. How did they even know? So get ready. A new poll from Gallup showing a majority of voters hold a negative view of both political parties. 55% disapprove of Democrats, and that figure is rises slightly, 56% for the Republicans. Historically, Americans have been more positive towards the Democratic Party than the GOP. A study published by Fox News showing the typical American checks their smartphones. How many times a day do you think? How many times do you check your phone? On average, 96 times a day. That's once every 10 minutes. Of course, it's even higher for teenagers. The poll also shows 80% sleep with our devices less than 2 feet from our heads. That's really probably not good for us. The typical adult is now awakened twice each night by notifications from your phone. You know, you can put it on mute at least at night. The message of the day coming up next, and then we'll tell you the true story of St. Patrick.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Whenever you hear a politician talk about being a global citizen or global warming or the World Health Organization pandemic initiatives, they're doing it backwards, and there's a good chance they don't have their own life in order. Imagine it like five concentric circles. On the innermost circle is the individual, and then you go a little further out. The individual is a part of the family, who's a part of the community, who's a part of the country, who belongs to the human race. Now, conservatives believe that the further you go out from the middle, the fewer responsibilities you have. Right? You have a greater responsibility to your family than you do your community, and a greater responsibility to the people in your country than a poor person in Africa. But progressives believe it's the other way around. They start out with humanity and then work their way back in. This is why the left not only doesn't focus on the family, many try to actively destroy it because it's getting in the way of their greater priority, and that is the human race. Don't worry about the family. Give power to me so I can save humanity. And conservatives, we're like, well, we are saving humanity, but it first starts with yourself and then at home. Now, there's two main problems with this progressive approach. First, when you say we're responsible for the whole of humanity, it often causes you to ignore the problems right around you. For example, the borders of Eastern Ukraine, we're told, are more important than the Southern American border. Our cities are full of homeless and addiction and mental illness and broken families. But don't worry, because our politicians are fighting for freedom in Ukraine and spending taxpayer dollars in Africa. Don't look at what's going on down the street. Heck, don't even look at their own families. They're good people. They're global citizens. The second problem of starting with the outermost circle and working in is when you deal with these massive problems, it's impossible. So you end up really just putting yourself first. You end up living for yourself, but wrapping it up in this messaging of, oh, I'm doing it for humanity. I'll give an example of that. This is the spokesperson for the White House. This is when there were banks collapsing and runs on banks and the entire economic system of America was at peril, and the White House spokesperson gets up with two women standing behind her.
I do want to take a moment to note the historic nature of the moment that you see in front of you right now. All three of us are historic first in our roles. The first Black woman to serve as CEA chair, OMB director, White House press secretary, the first Black women right in front of you for all of those three important, important key roles in the administration.
All of my money that I put in the bank is gone. Why do I care that you're Black? Oh, that's right, because the entire world revolves around you. I forgot. So here we are in the midst of this big, major, important issue, and the White House spokesperson gets up there and somehow makes it all about her. So think concentric circles. Start closer, start on you, and work your way out. And when you see a progressive talking about that outermost circle, it's a good bet that they haven't taken care of what's around them, whether it's their community, their own home, or their own lives. Jordan Peterson said a lot of people support global warming because they want to avoid dealing with personal issues, and they're avoiding those issues by adopting pseudo-moralistic stances on large-scale social issues so that they can look good to their friends and neighbors. Start with yourself and your family first. Coming up next, the true story of St. Patrick.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hey, Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know, the true story of St. Patrick. All of our real holidays in America used to be Christian holidays. They used to be, not anymore. How do people celebrate Halloween? Scary costumes and candy. Yeah. Halloween was All Hallows Eve. Hallow means to make holy, to set apart for a religious use, to treat as sacred, to revere. So like our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So All Hallows Eve was day before All Saints Day, which is November 1st, which is a day to celebrate the great Christian men and women who came before us, the martyrs who came before us. But now it's just scary costumes and candy. Obviously Christmas, it's about Santa and reindeer. It's the birth of Jesus. Easter was the resurrection of Jesus, and now it's the Easter bunny and eggs. Thanksgiving used to be a day of fasting and prayer. And today it's a day of gluttony and football. All the real holidays in America used to be Christian holidays, and now they're all pagan. And the same is true of St. Patrick's Day. It even has the word saint in it, and we still miss it. So St. Patrick's Day is a day to wear green and drink green beer. But have you ever wondered who this guy was? To my shame, I haven't. My whole life, I've never even wondered. Until now. So here's the story. St. Patrick, that's not his real name. His real name's Maewyn Saccott. He wasn't even Irish. He was born in England. He was not a Christian. When he was 16, he was abducted and sold into slavery in Ireland. He was there for 6 years as a shepherd and decided to escape. Hiked 200 miles, found a ship, took it back to England, and was reunited with his parents. He thanked God for saving his life, and he became a Christian, joined the ministry. And he very soon after felt called to go back to Ireland, to go back to the land of the people who abducted him and sold him into slavery, to go back to that land and spread the gospel to them, to go back to the pagans who worshiped the sun god and wind god and rain god and the druids and all that stuff. He knew the language and the culture, and he had the courage and the humility to do it. Not to mention, he forgave the people who sold him into slavery. Look up St. Patrick's Breastplate Prayer. It's a hymn he wrote in around the year 400. Read it, and read it with your family. And let's make St. Patrick's Day a real holiday again. I'm sick of the pagan holidays. Enough already.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name's Mike Slater. My podcast is Politics by Faith. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.